being that time of the month. I have with me Mia from Crime Stoppers. We look forward to talking to Mia every month. How are you, Mia?
I'm good. How are you, Alan?
I'm very well too, thank you. Mia, these scammers just get better and better, or worse and worse, I should say, because I think they're the pits. But they're not only now trying to scam us as one to another, they're now coming up with some of these using celebrities.
Absolutely. And, you know, everyone's online all the time these days. That's just the way the world is.
Yep.
So a lot of people, naturally, as we spoke about last month, they look for connections online. You know, they're looking to find love online. But what scammers are doing, they're making it really hard to distinguish between what is a genuine connection and
what's fabricated.
And, you know, their new technique that they're using now is impersonating celebrities. I mean, it's been around for a while, but because of how, you know, AI has developed, you know, they're able to be far more convincing because they will use advanced technology and these deceptive tactics, and they're going to create that illusion of a romance, but they're doing it with well-known figures. So they often use stolen images from websites online, from, you know, the actual Instagrams or social media accounts of these people. They're going to have a detailed backstory using all the facts and things they know online about these people, but sometimes they will use AI enhancement to sort of make these interactions seem authentic.
So AI is going to be, if it's used good, it'll be all right, but if it's used bad, it's going to turn out to be a bad product, isn't it?
Absolutely. The thing is, it can be used for good, and there are so many, you know, genuine and real uses for it. And however, in the hands of the wrong people, as we're seeing, it can be something to look out for. So they might, you know, how it really works is scammers will create a fake profile, whether that be on a dating site, whether that be on a social media account. And they're going to use high quality, all these AI-generated images to mimic celebrities. And they're going to craft, like I said, really detailed personal histories, but they're going to probably throw a sob story in there. And what they want is they want to win your trust, and they want to do it quickly.
Yep.
And once that emotional connection is sort of established, that's when the scam is going to subtly shift the conversation towards whatever personal crisis they've invented.
And they often start off very low key, don't they, and then just escalate it fairly quickly.
Absolutely. They will start escalating it really quickly with over-romantic language, sort of hyperbolic statements saying you're the love of my life and things like this. And then in the end, what they're going to do is they're going to ask for financial help or your personal information. Maybe you've been giving them personal details throughout the conversations, but often, more often than not, they're going to switch the conversation to needing help with something financially. And, you know, sometimes it might not be this romantic connection. It might be a friendship that they're developing with you, but there are a few case studies that I can go into that
it really shows
when this has been sort of rearing its ugly head. One of them I'll talk about is a woman who was in France, thought that she was dating Brad Pitt. So what happened was there was a profile that reached out to her. The profile would, you know, had images of Brad Pitt and a really well-researched backstory that did mimic the actor's public persona. And over a few weeks, you know, the Brad Pitt persona charmed this woman. Daily messages, there was, you know, personal anecdotes, compliments. She believed that they were in a romantic relationship. However, he sort of told her that he was dealing with a health crisis. So he told her that he was dealing with cancer. And because of, you know, the whole situation with his ex-wife, Angelina Jolie, he didn't have access to the funds.
Yeah.
And so he needed her to pay for the cancer treatment so that they could be together. There was AI used in this particular scam where he was taking photos, and it looked like he was holding up a sign that said, "I love you," with the woman's name on it. And these were created with AI. And so this really helped her believe it. You know, these were convincing her of the authenticity of firstly, that it was Brad Pitt and that they were in a relationship. And then, you know, she gave him $800,000.
$800,000?
Yeah. And it was, you know, obviously financially crippling for her, but also emotionally, because, you know, she thought she'd found this connection However, when, you know, the real life Brad Pitt was spotted on the red carpet with, you know, in good health with his real life girlfriend, these inconsistencies came to light and she realized that she had been scammed.
And she probably got deleted then. He wouldn't even talk to her.
Well, yeah, as soon as she started questioning the legitimacy of this, that's when you get blocked and it's really hard to track or trace or get this money back. But, you know, in saying this, and I'll emphasize this as we discuss this today, is that you shouldn't feel shame in coming forward. These scammers are really sophisticated. Yep. And, you know, if you do realize you have been scammed, it is better to report it, to talk about it, rather than feel shame, because it can happen to anyone. The smartest of people fall for scams. So I really think, yeah, do not feel shame. Just report it and be aware that this does and can happen to anyone.
And I believe there's also one going around from Mariah Carey. So they're attacking the guys as well as the ladies, aren't they?
Absolutely. There was a man in the UK that thought, you know, he was in a relationship with the pop superstar Mariah Carey, and he became, you know, captivated by the profile because the profile was interacting with him. And then, you know, the conversations began, they were very heartfelt, and it very quickly the romantic side was starting to build up. And then, you know, there was lots of, you know, open-hearted conversations and sharing of personal details back and forth. And then as they grew more personal, the impersonator of Mariah Carey revealed that she had some unexpected legal expenses. She was in a difficult situation. She needed financial assistance and she needed to overcome this issue so that they could be together and she could eventually leave America and come visit him in the UK. And because he was really blinded by, you know, the feelings that he had, the excitement of connecting and feeling like he was in a relationship with this global, you know, icon.
Yep.
He did comply and he gave her the money. And eventually this, whoever she was, it might not have even been a she that he was talking to, but the impersonator, they stopped replying. And this victim obviously realized that this woman that he had grown close to was not Mariah Carey at all. It might not have even been a woman, but rather a sophisticated scammer. And then sometimes they use something called deep learning AI, which is where you can be conversing. It's sort of like a chatbot situation where with every interaction that you have, it gets smarter. It learns more about what sort of responses they get from certain statements. And it quickly learns to mimic celebrities. Well, it can do that through, you know, you input into this deep learning AI system all of the Mariah Carey interviews so that the outputs sound like something that she would say. And this is what helped convince this man that he was actually speaking with Mariah Carey.
Mayor, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll get you to tell us a bit more in just a couple of minutes' time.
Sounds great.
Please turn on your magic beam, Mr.
I'm talking to Mia at Crime Stoppers, and we're talking about these rotten scams that people do. Mia, what should people be looking for? I know that if it sounds too good financially, then it's probably a con. But what other red flags should people be looking at so that they, well, to try and minimise their chance of getting caught in a scam?
Well, for this particular celebrity impersonation scam, I would say that the main red flag would be if there is any unsolicited celebrity contact. These genuine celebrities, they're really rarely going to initiate personal conversations, and it's especially not going to happen through any sort of unverified channel. If they're saying, oh, I know that I've got another Instagram account that's verified, but this is the one I use, you know, for my personal interactions, that's a huge red flag. They're not going to do this, and if you do get this, maybe just think about that. Like, is this something that they would really do? And if the answer is no, then they're probably not doing it. If they're sort of going for rapid emotional intimacy, like I mentioned in the case studies that we spoke about, the scammers are going to push for really quick, deep connections, and they will feel sort of unusually intense. This is so that you don't really have the chance to second guess anything. This is, you know, a form of sort of coercion in real life as well. It's called love bombing. They'll just, you know, over sort of indulge in these words of, oh, I love you, you're the best person I've ever met. And you will feel really special, but it will maybe blind you to some of the red flags that you might miss.
Particularly if they're, I can think of times like Easter, and I think I spoke to you just prior to Christmas, or just after Christmas, it was a bad one going around. They play on these people that are going to be lonely, don't they?
Absolutely. They are going to play on vulnerable people that are on these dating apps who are clearly looking for that connection, you know? So they already have a target audience in mind, which is those people that are looking for connection online. And so if you are one of these people that is online dating that's looking for a connection, just make sure that you are sort of realistic about these sorts of interactions, in that you don't know these people. They're strangers. It's unlikely that things are going to escalate that quickly. And if it does, that should be a red flag to you, because that's not how, you know, normal and healthy relationships are built. It should be, you know, getting to know each other at a normal pace.
Well, somebody like Mariah Carey is not going to have an interest in Alan Collier, are they? Or is she?
Well, maybe she would if she met you, but no, I don't
probably
think
not.
That
she's You're very kind.
She might, you know what I mean? If she met you in person, I'm sure she'd find you delightful, but I think that she wouldn't come across your Facebook or whatever and decide to message you randomly. I don't think that will happen.
Yeah. Now, Mia, if people think they are being scammed, they can report it to Crime Stoppers, can't they?
Yeah, but the best place to report any sort of online scam would be cyber.gov.au.
Could you give us that again, please?
Sure. It's cyber.gov.au.
Right.
And that's a great place to go if you've been scammed, because they can help you, and you can report it to your local police, you know, as a police station. You know, you can report it anywhere that you want, and someone will try and do something about it. People do want to help. People, the police have systems in place where they can potentially get your money back, but they can't do anything about it if you don't tell them.
Don't tell. Now, I guess the other thing too that we should just make, that while you know about Brad Pitt and Maria Carey, there are probably others around too that so far we haven't heard about, wouldn't there?
Absolutely. It could be any celebrity. They might even, you know, tailor it to you. For example, if you have a Facebook page or you're on Instagram and you're public and you're posting, oh, I went to the, you know, the Rod Stewart concert last night, it was amazing, or whoever it is, they might make that account because they know you like that person. For example, a woman in America who is really into country music thought she was in a relationship with this country music singer called Morgan Wallen. This one, for example, you know, they're playing on people's interests and tastes, and the celebrities that are going to have that sort of immediate emotional response to. So make sure, you know, you're matching their story with what the public persona is as well. So maybe, you know, if they're married in real life and that's what it says, you know, on their Wikipedia or whatever, but they're coming at you saying that they're divorced, maybe that's a red flag as well, where their public persona isn't in line with what this person is telling you.
Sounds good to me. Mia, I know you've got to get away. Look, we appreciate your time yet again. It's a very interesting subject. I think scams are the pits. But if anybody, well, apart from the scams, if anybody sees something, a crime that's been committed, not one that's actually on the go, I mean, you dial 000 for that, what's the Crime Stoppers number, please, Mayor?
Absolutely. Any suspicious activity, no matter how big or small you think this information is so helpful. So you can report to Crime Stoppers on the website. That's crimestoppersvic.com.au or that number that you wanted, which was 1-800-333-000.
Mia, have we covered all that you wanted to cover?
Absolutely. I think that hopefully this helps someone. And even if this doesn't apply to you, share what you've heard today with friends or family, just because you never know what someone's doing and you never know who it might help.
No worries. Now, can you just give us that website again, please? I didn't get time to write it down.
Absolutely. The website's crimestoppersvic.com.au.
And 1-800-333-000.
That's the one.
Mia, we thank you for your time again, and we look forward to talking to you same time, same place next month.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Mia. Bye.